Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the Lord tonight?
Amen.
I'm so glad for the Lord. So glad for the Spirit of God. The Bible says that Gabriel visited Mary and told Mary what was going to happen and told her that she was going to conceive and bear a son and call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary didn't hardly have time to even get a breath in, let alone comprehend what was going on. And she asked the question, she said, how shall this be? Have you ever asked that question? How am I going to get through this? This storm arose in my heart. How in the world am I going to get through this? Yeah. I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. I don't know why things are happening the way they are. I don't know why I always seem like I'm always struggling. I just don't know what to do. How in the world am I going to get through it? But when she asked that to the angel Gabriel, he had a reply back to her that still stands today. Yeah. And this is what he said. He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. You can't do it. I can't do it. Situations can't help themselves out. But, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost can do it all. I said the Holy Ghost can do it all. Well, I want to tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost can do it right now. I said the Holy Ghost can still do things. He can still do the impossible. He can still do the amazing. He can still work things out. He can still fix it. Hallelujah. There's only one thing to separate us from them. It's not really our dress, although to some maybe it might be. It's not our sanctuaries. It's not our padded pews. It's not the way we dress as far as suits or anything like that. What separates us from them is the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And we desperately need the Holy Ghost working in this day and hour. We cannot survive without the Holy Ghost. We can study. We can get laptops and bring them with us and stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning and just can't turn it off and type and type and type. And man, I got a doozy coming. And I better preach it back home because I've got about 10 pages of notes. And ooh, hallelujah, I can just hear my wife now. Woo, hallelujah. But we can do all that. But it won't get the job done.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And we need the Holy Ghost. Well, the pastor said he didn't know what to do. Hallelujah. So he turned it over to the evangelist. Hallelujah. Don't you love it? Hallelujah. So all I know to do is preach to you. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter number 13. And while you're turning, I want to say thank you for the offering. May the Lord bless you and your giving. So good to see our visitors. So good to see Brother Shad and Brother Mike and his family and these others. It's so good that you're here. But later on this afternoon, as I was studying, trying to get the mind of the Lord, I got a message on my heart, but I just couldn't get away from another one. And since I won't bore you and preach two, I'll preach the one that I feel like really preaching tonight. Genesis chapter number 13. Appreciate the Holy Ghost moving. Glad to see Brother Brandon come out. He dared to want more. Brother Brandon was the gazelle that come out of the thickets. Wasn't he?
Amen.
Brother Mike, come off the guitar and come down.
Yeah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah. Folks dared to want more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here we are. Genesis chapter number 13. Verse number 1. God help us tonight. The Bible says Abram went up out of Egypt. He and his wife and all that he had and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hah. And to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. The land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. The Canaanites and Perizzites dwelled there then in the land, and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brothers. Is not the whole land before thee separate thyself? I pray thee from me, if thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan that was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the land like the land of Egypt, as there cometh unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other, and dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Hallelujah. I'll stop there. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to draw your attention, if I could, to verse number 11. The Bible says, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves. I have got three uncles. Two of them are pastors. One's not saved. And I love my uncles. And I love them all. But Uncle Aaron is my godfather, so he's a little bit, this is on tape, ain't it? Ooh, hallelujah. I love you, Uncle Mark. Hallelujah. But he's a little bit special to me since he's my godfather. I could not imagine walking with him. talking with him and having to separate myself from him. And this verse 11, the Bible said that Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. I want to preach to the Lord to help me, and it's 8:30, and I won't hold you long, but I want to preach on it. I'll make it work. I will make it work. There's a word that Webster's has in the dictionary, and in my life I have become accustomed to putting this word to use, and that is adaptability. The art of adapting. Adapting means to adapt means to make fit. Often by modification, is synonyms or adjust, accommodate, conform, reconcile. We often associate adapting to compromise, letting down our holiness standards. But really, 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 the word is a lot different than that, because you see, we adapt. Every day. Every day we adapt. We adapt to the morning time. Your wife tells you you got up on the wrong side of the bed. You have to adapt. There's no coffee. You have to adapt. Come on here now. You adapt at the workplace. The machine tears up. Huh? The kids are driving you crazy. Huh? What do? You adapt. And those of you that's been married for at least an hour knows what it's like to adapt in a relationship. Huh? When you say I do, and they say I guess, you will learn how to adapt. I said, you will learn how to adapt. You're going to help me, aren't you? And even in life itself, we have to have the ability to adapt, or we'll never see nothing accomplished. Because you know what? Life is not a bed of roses. Life is not easy. Life is highs and lows. Life is ups and downs. Life will throw you a curveball and you ain't going to be able to hit it. So what do? You have to adapt. I said you have to adapt to the situation you're in order to get through it. When things don't happen just like we planned, or things don't happen just like we worked it out, we don't throw our hands up in the air and quit.
Amen.
No, 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 no. We adapt to it.
Yes.
Do you know there are some things in life that just don't fit?
All right. Come on,
David. Hallelujah. Well, I'm feeling better here tonight. There are some things in life, Brother Shad, that just don't fit. Hallelujah. You get your electric cord out and you get ready to plug it in to use it, and the plug in there can't fit a three-pronged plug in. So what do? You throw the cord away and say, I'll do something else. Huh? No, no, no. You know that in order for you to use that electrical thing you want to use, in order to get the juice flowing, oh, I wish you'd help me here for just a while. In order to get the juices to go on just right, you go out and buy this little thing called an adapter. And you plug that adapter into the other end, well, after the Holy Ghost here. You plug it into the cord, and then you know, hey, it's going to work now. And then you plug it into the juice gets to flowing, you plug your machine in, and it works. You say to yourself, hey, I'm not going to throw it all away. I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure the juices are flowing so I can get the power just right. Woo! Well, here we have in Genesis 13, we have Abraham and Lot. Abraham and Lot, the beginning was in Genesis 11, verse 27. The Bible said, now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. Abram was the youngest. Haran was the oldest. Then it was Nahor, and finally Abram. But it is said, most commentaries tell you, that the reason why Abram was mentioned first is because of the dignity that he had. Abram was mentioned first. And we know that in Genesis 12, verse 4, Abraham hears the call. And the Bible says, so Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Notice the middle part of that verse. So Abram departed. He left the Ur of the Chaldeans and departed, took Sarah and everything. We preached about that the other night, departed. And the Bible said in the middle of this verse, and Lot went with him. That is significant, and why that is significant is that God did not deal with Lot. All right.
Come on.
It was not Lot that had the GPS. It was Abram.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lot was just in it because that's my uncle and I wanted to go with him.
Right. Yeah.
But it was Abram that heard the voice of God. Are you going to help?